This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Yeah, property speaking. You've heard about body corporate before, right?
Yes, Mr. Jones.
But have you ever wondered how many people can tell you what it's all about?
Right.
Oof. Who constituted? What its functions are? Because I absolutely know zilch what it is. But Philip is here.
Of course, that's why we have Philip Schumann to help us, you know, get a better understanding. So we're talking to the broker and owner of Remax, Philip Schumann, who's in studio with us this morning. Morning, Philip. How are you doing?
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
So we're looking at the body corporate today. Who forms part of it and what that exactly means. Also, do I automatically get added onto the list as soon as I buy a section or title in a particular place? Like, what forms the body corporate?
Okay. So, firstly, the definition of a body corporate, it's a legal entity that governs the shared management of the shared spaces, the finances, and the compliance with the rules set out by the body corporate. Okay. Now, it's a legal requirement that any sectional title scheme has a body corporate that manages over the communal property, the shared space.
Okay.
So, yeah, so where were we now?
You were just explaining to us what the body corporate is. Then maybe let's look at who creates the rules, the laws that you find in the policies of a body corporate.
So each body corporate, according to legal statutes, have to have trustees. And and those trustees who are all owners of the body corporate. Remember, you become automatically part of this body corporate as soon as you purchase a unit in the scheme.
Okay.
So let's say there's 10 units. You purchased one. You have now a 10% vote in the scheme.
Mm-hmm.
So as a collective, we then vote for trustees. These trustees act on behalf of the global on a day-to-day basis, i.e. the gate has broken. You know, we need to call somebody to come and fix the gate. Or the complex's drains are overflowing.
Mm-hmm.
We need to come and get somebody to clean that. So the organization of that happens by the trustees. Or the managing agent, which is appointed by the trustees, which is also, by the way, a legal requirement.
All right. So the trustees don't have to be, they can be people completely outside the owners.
They have to be owners.
Oh, they have to be owners. So you choose within the body corporate the
within,
trustees.
Yeah, so you would essentially choose one of the loudest mouths. Usually somebody that knows a bit about body corporates, another kind of person that always finds themselves there, or legal attorneys, accountants. Anybody like that, professionals are usually voted onto. And remember, it's a voting system, so you've got to vote for it. You could also proxy your vote.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because a lot of the complaints come from body corporates, and it's a two-pronged thing.
Okay.
Sometimes people are not actively involved in their body corporate,
mm-hmm.
which means the body corporate can sometimes, you know, get a lot of proxy votes, meaning you've already got 50% say. Oh, there's actually a minimum requirement, but let's say there's three people and they all have proxies. Essentially, you could vote without anyone else's say so. And what sometimes happens is, I'm sure a lot of the complaints come from is when these trustees start acting like dictators. You know,
and then people start wondering who gave them the power. You know, what's going on there? But then
we gave them the power,
right?
It's the same as like government. We voted for them, and now we complain.
Now you're like, oh.
But so, then how do we regulate those powers then?
You would have to vote them off next year.
Oh, okay.
If there's a troublemaker or somebody like that.
So that's the only option that we have.
Like those AGMs and whatnot, the meetings that they would have.
Yes, but now people don't go, and then votes get voted in, and then they complain about them later. So that's what I mean by saying have an active role.
Mm.
You need to be there. You need to. Body corporates can be good or bad. I've seen body corporates where they have lifted exorbitantly so the levies. It's not supposed to be a profit scheme. It's supposed to just be a corporate fund which takes care of the maintenance and the upkeep of the property to maintain the value. Now, what some of these oaks do is they would vote themselves and propose themselves a salary on this, and now, you know, it starts going higher. And unnecessarily so. So you find the complex itself is not being well maintained and managed, and it's become derelict. But if you look at the fees paid, it's exorbitant. There's a lot of fraud that can happen as well. And it's not supposed to. So now you find you're paying $2,000 levy, but yeah, the complex is not even maintained. And then you go to the next complex and you pay $1,000 levy, but it's well maintained. So there's a disparity there.
Okay. But is there a difference then between the body corporate and the homeowners association?
Essentially, not really. Okay. But they're the same type. Mm-hmm. Homeowners associations are more spoken of in other countries. We have body corporates, and where we differentiate in South Africa is we would say a body corporate operates with regards to sectional title units. So let's say there's 10 units in a complex, there's a body corporate.
Okay.
Homeowners associations would cover freehold properties. So let me use an example. You have an estate and there's a lawpa and a tennis court and a swimming pool communal, but there's houses freestanding, mm-hmm, and then there's within this estate, there's also a complex of a couple of units. So that complex itself will have a body corporate, which will take care of insurance, general upkeep, cleaning, rubbish removal, mm-hmm, that kind of thing. Then the homeowners association does a lot of the same, except it doesn't include maintenance, because now you have a freehold, you have to maintain your own maintenance. But the homeowners association would also carry now security guards. So if you want to buy inside an estate, there's a cost that comes with that, and that cost is by form of the levy, which you pay to either the body corporate or the homeowners association.
Maybe as a parting shot, what do you say to people that are having a lot of complaints about the body corporates where they are, to say maybe moving forward, what can they, you know, to take responsibility, yeah, what can they do different?
So let me use an example. We've got clients that want to rent out their units, mm-hmm, and we do, but now the body corporate has instituted a rule, and which is a big problem in Polokwane, would be pet friendly. Uh-huh. So three of the owners are old people, they don't have pets. They've basically given up on life.
Wow, Philip.
You know, and now they would institute a rule like you can't have pets.
Yeah.
And now, you know, you get less rental because you can actually get like 10% more for your unit if you are actually pet friendly.
Okay.
So what I would always advise a client is don't sit back and complain. Be and play an active role in the body corporate, because remember, collectively we can make a better decision than separately, and that's the idea behind it. Never let your body corporate management take over. You know, it's a fine line, and people are power hungry. Some people, they're not even managers at work, but now they you'll find this. What? They're not even managers at work, so
been.
Now they get this little bit of power.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And now they run to the shops with it. You know, and they just rape it.
Yeah. All right, we'll leave it here for today, Philip.
So active role.
Thank you so much. That's our broken owner of Remax, Philip Schumann.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.